Over the last couple of days, the first round NCAA tournament games have been played to narrow the field down to 64 teams from 68 teams. Texas San Antonio beat Alabama State and will now play Ohio State as a 16th seed. Clemson beat UAB and will advance as a 12 seed to play West Virginia. Virginia Commonwealth justified their at-large bid by beating USC and will play 6th-seeded Georgetown. Virginia Commonwealth got a very questionable at-large bid over notable teams such as Virginia Tech and Colorado. So did UAB. ESPN analyst Jay Billis was very disappointed with the selection from the selection committee and thinks that more basketball experienced people should be on the committee. UNC Asheville beat Arkansas Little Rock and will play Pitt as a number 16 seed. Last year, President Obama had been on ESPN to announce his picks for the NCAA tournament. Last year, he did not choose any of the correct Final Four teams. This year, he predicts a Final Four of Ohio State, Kansas, Duke, and Pitt. He says that this is the first time he has ever chosen all number one seeds in the Final Four. For the championship, he predicts Ohio State and Kansas, with Kansas winning the championship. He has not predicted many upsets, but he has chosen Gonzaga over St. John's and Richmond over Vanderbilt. Hopefully this year his Final Four predictions will be more accurate. ESPN college basketball analysts made their pick about Thursday's games. Jay Billis chose Richmond to upset Vanderbilt and Missouri to upset Cincinnati, while Digger Phelps chose Penn State to upset Temple. I think that Penn State will pull off an upset, and so will Missouri, but Richmond will not beat Vanderbilt. This year's NCAA tournament second round will certainly have some exciting games and hopefully some upsets.